It's Bullseye on the Afternoon with Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Fifteen minutes after 5 o'clock, Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch with you. Matt Douglas on the other side of the glass. Having some fun here on a Thursday. Hopefully you're out there celebrating Valentine's Day, wherever you might be, if Valentine's Day is your thing. I guess it's not for everybody, as we learned a little bit earlier today, but hopefully if you do celebrate it, you're having a lot of fun with it. Welcome on in. And we've got a busy studio right now. We mentioned earlier we're going to be talking about the 24th Annual North Section Basketball Tournament, Lorain County Community College's Special Olympics Basketball Tournament. All kinds of fun. We have here in studio with us Kathy Arantik, Jeremy Hudgens, and Nathan Oberl. And Nathan, I want to start with you for a second because this is a very familiar building to you. You were an intern here 20 years ago.
Well, not an intern. I shadowed here back in my junior year of high school back in 99. And I shadowed Craig and Bruce, of all people. and they still remember me to this day. Also, my mother teaches art at St. Mary's in Elyria. And the Design and Ed competition last year, one of our students designed the mobile app ad that ran in the Chronicle.
Very nice. See, you got a lot of history in this building.
Yeah. I guess I do. I was just talking to you about all the changes that have been in here since I last saw it.
There have been plenty. And Jeremy, my friend, I played that Stone Cold comeback for you, my friend.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
I had to. I just had to. I know you're a big-time wrestling guy, and I had to play Stone Cold for you. But we didn't come in here to talk about that today. We came in here to talk about the Lorain County Community College Special Olympics Basketball Tournament. Now, you guys have a lot of things already lined up. Give us an idea as to where and when exactly this is all going down.
Go ahead.
Hi, everybody. It is happening the weekend of February 27th or 28th through March 3rd, Thursday night, Friday night, all day Saturday, and most of the day on Sunday at Lorain County Community College. Super excited. We're looking for volunteers. Hopefully we can encourage some people to come out and either participate with volunteering or just be a spectator.
And I know volunteering for an event like this is always a lot of fun, and people come out to this. It's just so incredibly rewarding. Mm-hmm. You know, about how many people run through Ewing for you guys during that 4 or 5 day stretch?
Ooh.
Just the athletes, we have 400 athletes approximately, and then over the 4 days, it's between 2,000 and 3,000 people that come through.
And when you're looking for volunteers, what exactly are you looking for? What kinds of job responsibilities will there be for the volunteers?
I'm glad you asked, sir. We need scorekeepers, you know, that run the books. So if you have a little knowledge in that, great. If not, hey, I can give you a crash course in it. We also need a scoreboard operator for the field house, concessions, the volunteer station, which really is just kind of like an info booth and helping people get to where they need to go. And again, we can give a crash course in all the areas of the volunteering stuff.
Yeah, so don't worry if you want to volunteer for something, but you're not sure, you're not confident. Heck, I was thrust into being a PA announcer at the last minute about 8 years ago, and I thoroughly enjoy it.
On the job training, man. See,
absolutely.
But that, see, being a PA announcer for something like that has to be a lot of fun.
It is, and I tell you what, one of my best memories actually came back in 2016. The Medina County team, I want to say it was the Blue Lightning. And one of the fun things is that as a PA announcer, if the athletes want to have nicknames, sure, I'll gladly do it. We have, there's one player, Herman Vanderdiesch. I'm going to butcher his last name. I apologize. But he wanted to go by the nickname Hercules. And
that sounds a lot better.
Absolutely.
I can pronounce that.
And they went to state. I was able to volunteer for the state finals in Columbus and got to call their games. They were not able to win the state for that year. But the fact that I was there wearing this tie-dye t-shirt, it mattered. It mattered a lot to the athletes. And just being there for the weekend itself, it matters a lot. to the families of the athletes, to the athletes themselves, and just for the overall event, if for even staffers at the different facilities, like Murray Ridge. Murray Ridge has been, you know, a lot of the people at Murray Ridge have been very supportive of the event, and we're very grateful for it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, and you guys do more than just provide a spot for these kids to play. You guys provide a show. I know you guys
we
put
really
on a
do.
Terrific show. I mean, Jeremy, last year you were telling me about not only the excitement with the announcements, but the music and everything that goes
yep.
along with it. You
we
guys,
do.
You put on a show.
We really do, and we try to make it like a Final Four, like an NBA Finals mm-hmm. Type of environment. You know, I've got pregame music going for them when they warm up. I got halftime music and halftime shows, you know, for halftime. And, you know, we give them exit music, you know, and the other teams are coming in. So mm-hmm. it's an amazing experience. And we, like I said, you know, we try to make it like if you're just going to have a good time at any
yep.
any ball game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that makes perfect sense. And that's all part of putting on a terrific show. So you're looking for scorekeepers and someone to run the scoreboard. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
All yep. right. So you need... Well, you don't need someone with a little bit of experience. You mentioned you can give them a crash course on that, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't want to say we've perfected it, you know, because you can always go that extra mile. But we've got it down to almost a T to give everybody a crash course on how it's done and how it's run. And hey, I'm always, you know, I am the manager of the field house. So if anybody ever has any question about, you know, am I doing it right? Am I doing it wrong? I'm already there anyway. So I can always help out and say, oh, there you go. And it's a quick fix and we're ready to rock.
And the other good thing, too, is that a lot of the other Corps volunteers, like Jeremy and myself, we've been involved with this for 17 years each or 18. I lost track. But we have other people like I do the PA announcing for the gym mostly, but I'll help Jeremy out for some of the games. We have managers in the gym that have been involved with this for, I want to say, 15 years or more, Carmen and Laura. And it's great to work with them because they know what's going on, and you know it alleviates a lot of pressure when you have people that know what they're doing to give the crash course. Mm-hmm. You don't need to worry about, you know, I don't know if I can do this. We'll show you how.
Yeah, experience means a lot in these situations,
yep.
without question. Kathy, you were mentioning earlier you're going to have hundreds and hundreds of those participating in this and thousands of fans coming to watch and spectate. Well, where are these teams coming from? About whereabouts? How far out are these teams coming in from?
Well, like Nate mentioned, we have them coming from Medina. We have Columbiana.
Yeah, Columbiana County, we have a contingent from Columbiana County that comes in hours in advance. They drive all the way up here, and they send the stands to watch the other games.
Yeah.
That is how devoted they are.
And, well, it's North Ohio, so it's almost every county.
I always give it the thing of it's as far east as Youngstown, mm-hmm. as far west, I believe, right now is Huron County, and I think as far south is Medina County.
But then we have Columbiana County, too.
Right.
Yep.
Well,
so,
right.
Yeah.
And we'll have Marion County this year, too.
Yeah.
And right now, actually, we have 35 teams that are involved in this year's tournament. And next year, they are going to do some restructuring, which could mean even more teams.
Wow. 35 teams?
Yeah.
Over
yep.
4 or 5 days?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I know you guys are ready for it. I'm not worried about that. I just
Take a look at the bracket right there.
Okay. So so Nathan just showed me the bracket. I'm taking a look at who plays who where. And is this like a round-robin tournament, or how does this work?
It's going to be an elimination
tournament. Yeah, it's single elimination.
Okay. That's a lot of games in 5 days. So it's a single elimination tournament. But it sounds like, yeah, you want to win at the end of the day. We don't get into competition if you don't want to win. But it sounds like this is an event where win, lose, or draw, everybody has a great time and goes home happy.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah, we really try to make sure that everybody has a good time. All the athletes get a little something from us. As the committee chairs and from LCCC.
We don't want to
provide entertainment with national anthems and halftime shows
yep.
for everybody.
We don't want to spoil that surprise.
Oh.
No, we got a good surprise.
We got
this
a good
year.
Surprise for the athletes.
We got a really good surprise this year.
Okay, so I'm not going to ask you for the surprise specifically, but does the surprise involve the halftime show, the anthem? Or is there something different I'm missing here?
The athletes.
Yeah, it's
the
a gift.
Athletes.
It's a special
yes.
gift. It's a special gift for the athletes that they're going to love.
Okay.
Yep.
Very cool
stuff. We can say that Nathan had a little bit to do with the design.
Yeah, we can sell it.
All right.
So they know who to blame. Okay. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. Well, so they know who to high five right now. Blame. Give yourself some credit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's all the way you phrase it.
Yep, absolutely. And also, too, with the halftime, entertainment, we have a chairman on our committee, Sarah Lehman, who does a lot of help with coordinating the halftime entertainment. And if you really want to do the chicken dance or the cha-cha slide or the Macarena, come on down onto the court and have fun with everyone. It's and the national anthem, that's another thing, too.
Oh, yeah.
We sing every anthem. We never play a recording of it. I don't think we ever have in the past 15 years.
Yeah, we've always done it live.
Yep.
So wait. Everybody collectively sings it?
No.
Or do you hire someone to come in and do it?
No, actually, another volunteer thing that you can do, actually, is you can volunteer to sing the national anthem.
Oh, wow.
We've had a variety of people. We've had, like, pep rally bands do it. We've had single folks do it. We've had quartets do it. We had somebody, a buddy of mine actually did it on his guitar. I got yelled at because they're like, why are you playing the Hendrix version? I'm like, no, he's right there. And he's like, oh. And wow. I'll never forget that. But if you have the windpipes and you want to come out and do that as well.
We'd love to have you.
We've even done it too.
Yeah, I've actually, I don't let it be known, but I have actually sang it.
You did a good job.
Is there audio of this somewhere? Does someone
there
capture
is, actually,
this?
There actually, is. There is video of it on our Facebook page.
Wow. We need to access that like right away. I wish I had had that before coming to the studio here. We could have had a lot of fun with that. Again, we're a couple of weeks away from the Lorain County Community College Special Olympics Basketball Tournament, the 24th Annual North Section Basketball Tournament. Well, and I know everybody certainly has a special meeting for this particular tournament. Everybody's got a special reason for being there. There are a lot of memories associated with it. Jeremy, I know we've talked about yours in the past, but it's worth bringing up again. Tell us why this is so special to you.
Well, one of the reasons why it's so special to me is I actually have cerebral palsy myself. All right, I'm what they call right hemiplegic, which means that I can't use 99% of my right side. I get a chance to put on this tournament because I just enjoy bringing smiles to everybody's face, especially at the tournament, and to the fans and to the parents. You know, we always have parents come up to us and say, "You do such a great job. Thank you so much." And again, you know, not that we're a well-oiled machine, but we're trying our hardest. You know, that's the whole thing. We like to put it on, and that's why I like doing it.
Very cool. Well, Nathan, I want to throw that same question your direction as well. Why does this event mean so much to you?
There's a few reasons. Number one, it is because of the deep meaning that it has for the athletes and the families. I don't really let it be known that much, but I was diagnosed with Asperger's. I've had to overcome that challenge to the point I don't think anyone would know unless I said it. It's not something that I enjoy discussing about, but in this context and seeing why it means a lot. Yeah. Also, one of my relatives, a cousin of mine, and I was just trying to look up her name because I can't remember, but when my cousin's out in Missouri, you know, she had, I believe she had cystic fibrosis, and fortunately she couldn't, you know, she is no longer with us, but It's one of those things that matters a lot to my family as well.
Well, and this event has also grown a ton. And Kathy, I'll throw this question your direction. Give us an idea as to how much this has grown. You guys are going on a quarter of a century with this event here. Give us an idea as to how this has grown.
That's a tough question for me because this is only my second year.
Oh, your second year?
My second year. I was so honored last year when they asked me to take over from the gentleman that was doing it before who had... How long had he been there?
Oh, good Lord. Tom was there for about 15 years.
Yeah, and he'd done a fabulous job.
And was the committee chairman for about 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, but I was so honored when they asked me, and it really has been a breeze because these committee chair people are fantastic. They know exactly what they're doing, and I just kind of make sure that it's all getting done and It's a pretty easy job, actually. It's not that bad. And, but, you know, I've watched it grow as an employee of the college, and I've been at the college for 15 years, and I can say that every year you notice more excitement, more people, mm-hmm. and it's more volunteers, and it's fantastic.
And one of the other... I'm sorry, didn't mean to step on you.
Okay.
One of our other... we have two liaisons with Special Olympics Ohio. They are the ones that we really need the credit for scheduling the games. And they are...
Jack
Moransky. And Kara Keister.
And Kara is the cousin of one of our former staffers at LCCC, Kurt Howard.
Mm-hmm.
So it runs in the family. Kurt worked in the marketing department, and he was the one who helped bring the tournament here.
Very cool stuff. Well, again, we're 2 weeks away, right? The first dates, is it March? February 28th is when you guys get going?
Yeah, February 28th is go time.
And then you guys go through March 5th or March 4th?
No, March 3.
March 3rd, okay. So it's a five-day event, and it takes place at Lorain County Community College, the gymnasium, also the Ewing Center, is that right?
Yeah.
Very cool stuff. Well, before we let you guys go, for our listeners out there wondering where they can go to get more information, tickets, all that good stuff, where can they go to find that information?
Well, I'm glad you brought up tickets because this event is absolutely free. Unless you want something to eat or drink, well, then we'll take some of your cash. But, hey, absolutely free event, you know, and the great thing is if you want to come and volunteer, we got a T-shirt for you, so that's just a little incentive to come and hang out and help out. I do, if you don't mind, I want to thank a few of our sponsors that helped brought on this fantastic event. Knights of Columbus, Father Regan Council, 3269. Sheets is on board again this year. Tailgaters in Avon Lake. Walmart's helping us out. Hotlock Salon, Federated Auto in North Ridgeville, Vandermark Jewelers, Fierce Confections, Flutter My Shutters, J&P Floor Covering, and Village Pizza have all donated to us, and it takes quite a bit to put the tournament on. They've helped us out immensely, and we want to thank them. Without further ado, that's right, South of the Square Collision. That was one that got away from me. You can find us a couple of different ways, actually. You can find us on Facebook. Just search Special Olympics Hoops at LCCC. You can find us on Twitter at SO Hoops LCCC. And new this year, we are finally on the Instagrams.
nice.
We're trying to expand our horizons each year, mm-hmm. and we're going to have somebody actually go around and is going to be the social media specialist. And that's all they're going to do is just go around taking pictures, video, and just bringing up updates to everybody. And that's SO Hoops ATLCCC for Instagram, and also our website, www.sohoopsatlcc.com.
Very good stuff. Jeremy, Kathy, Nathan, thank you guys all so much for coming in the studio. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.